that we call SIDS. And in fact, you know, Deanna was one of the folks that interviewed me mm-hmm. in this 4-hour session. And I think what I think is the difference from when a new candidate or a young employee, a young person is getting started with their career, what they understand the values of the company are, and one that's been in corporate life for quite a while, like I have, it's all about, do you share the same values? Not, in other words, it's not just, does the company represent those values, but do you share those values with the leaders working there? Can you cope with the challenges of the job is one question, but can you cope with what the company stands for? Can you embrace what the company stands for? And that's one of the real special things about Barclays, is its old Quaker values come through very much in the decisions are made. And as you go up the organization, those values are more and more embedded, all the way up to the board. When you speak to Mark as the chairman, it just oozes out of his pores the values of the company. And he talks very passionately about when he walks down the hall and he has all the pictures of the chairman. It's like they're looking at him saying, whatever you do, don't let us down. We didn't let the company down when we were chairman. You can't let us down now. And I think that one of the reasons why I came to Barclays, I believe deeply in the people that are leading the company and what they stood for. And I think we need that. We need that especially now. Because if you have strong values, and it's around doing what's right for the customer, giving back into the communities which we serve and make a living, and making our environment a better place, and not just from a green standpoint, making everything around us better. Mm-hmm. And what's wonderful about our business, and we've kind of lost our way with the financial crisis, is that bankers, it was one of the few professions that your job is to make individuals and businesses more successful. That's what we're in business to do.